So in line with the ridiculous conversation of me smoking cigarettes, I promise not to smoke no more because my doctor said I'm gonna die. And then I said to the doctor, you promise, right? You promise, right? You know? If you want to question what you've been told about history, it really is worse than that, because you're basically saying, how do you know reality is reality? What is your method of verification? I once said, and I think this is true, I'm a hobo, not a professional philosopher, but I once said almost every philosopher starts with solipsism and then frankly ends up there. Almost. I mean, I'm not saying they end up there, but to tell you the truth, solipsism is hard to escape. This idea that the universe itself is not real, I'm the only thing that's real. Everything else is some type of bullshit, and it could be a simulation, it could be, you know, demons like in Descartes' meditation, it could be anything, who knows? Rearranging reality, but none of that shit's real, everyone else is fake, you're all robots. My knowledge is the only knowledge. And if you stick with that, it's horrible. And it's a deeply, in some ways, it's the deepest form of paranoia. But from a metaphysical perspective, it's very pure. Because you don't really have a good argument against it. Like, some robot comes up to you, well, I studied Immanuel Kant. I say, I'm going to stop you right there. You're a robot. Walk away. Because there is no argument. Anybody who comes up with one is going to be one of those robots, one of those fake things that you don't have any way to prove exist. And so therefore, what kind of bullshit comes out of some sort of fake bullshit? Not necessarily knowledge. So solipsism, this idea that you're the center of the universe and the knowledge is all about what you know and nothing else, it's attractive because it's so fucking pure. But it also goes nowhere. I mean, you can't go anywhere with it. I mean, existentialists like, you know, Jean-Paul Sartre and others kind of like play tricks with it. But the reality is, when you're stuck there, you're stuck there. There is no way to talk about the universe, because why would you? Who's it meaningful to? It's not meaningful to me because you said I'm a fucking robot. I'm a manufactured demon thingy. Why would I want to talk about the universe, fucker, right? I don't know. How do you do it? How do you set your criteria? How do you set up your means of evaluation? What is going to be your way of knowing that your statement about reality is true? And if you think it's a joke, a lot of logicians, mathematicians have almost gone insane trying to come up with some sort of perfect system of verification. You know, Bertrand Russell, Principia Mathematica. Others did that too. And then, you know, Gödel comes along and says, it's impossible. But nobody wants to believe him. Because why? Why can't we? Why can't we build a Tower of Babel? Why can't we build a perfectly self-enclosed logical system that verifies truth and requires no one? Why can't we have what Leibniz joked about, some calculation device that you pushed a button and it told you who was right? So the sad truth is, you can pick a tool and pick a means of verification. You will have the subjective experience of working with that tool, and you will have the hopefulness that others can verify. This is one of the reasons why it's okay to be skeptical about space, specifically about the moon. One of the foundational principles of modern scientific method is the idea of reproducibility, which means that if you climb Mount Everest, one of the things that's going to be necessary, other than finding the coffee can you left, is someone else doing it. Otherwise, it looks like some kind of bullshit. Now, think about putting people on the moon. It's been a second. And the only country that can say they've done it successfully a half a dozen times or whatever, four or five times, is the United States. Apollo, 1968, the orbital mission, all the way through 72. So for about a half a dozen years, right? Well, 4 years, I'm sorry. For about 4 years, we sent people to the moon, A couple of them were orbital, the first one on purpose, then there was Apollo 13, and then others landed. And at one point, they spent a couple days on the moon, right? They sat there on the moon. The problem is that no other country since then has reproduced it. Now, you could say, well, Dan, the fact that they did it more than once. No, no, no. If a scientist said they created cold fusion six times in their laboratory, it would be appropriate for another scientist to say, well, I'd like to try to do the same. So that's bullshit. You can't say that they did it more than once, ergo, they proved it. No, another country has to verify. They have to be able to do it themselves. And the argument, well, no one has the resources and they forgot how they did it and all this other shit, it just piles up after 50 fucking years of bullshit. It piles up. And you're left with just that giant question mark, what the fuck? How is it we believe this fucking nonsense? If somebody tells you they're running their car on water, they said, Dan, I invented a device called the Zemtotron. You attach it to your carburational device and you can pour water into your tank and 1 gallon takes you 1,000 miles. And it sounds good, sounds great. Sounds like some kind of fusion, maybe. Maybe there's gonna be neutron radiation coming out of the console, probably not cool, but you got testicles, whatever, they'll grow. If somebody tells you they have a device to run their car on water, it is reasonable to say, can you help me do the same thing? Now, if they come back with, well, I can't really do that twice or some other kind of bullshit, then you're left with, it's probably bullshit. It's probably crap. You know, some people come back, well, I have a patent on this. You know, I'm a big believer that science is something we share with each other for lots of reasons, not the least of which survival. You know, art, what we build, that's ours. We sell it, okay? We make a profit, that's good. But it makes a lot of sense to sell science, excuse me, to not sell science. You know, imagine if there were a patent attorney in the time of Newton and Leibniz, and someone, you know what, Newton, if you go with me, you'll make 10 cents every time somebody takes a derivative. And it sounds fucked up, but there are many places in the world of academics today where people own something and you can't really do anything with it unless you pay a fee. Imagine if calculus, they made a buck every time somebody did an integral. I mean, that would be absurd, right? Crazy. How do you know what's true? In my view, a logical person could say, we never went to the moon for the simple fact that they can't reproduce it. Nobody can. Even NASA hasn't been able to. When you're left with that reality, you have a fair question. Now, someone will come back and say, well, Dan, there's a secret space program with hyper technology. It's technology beyond your imagination, Dan. The fact that you don't understand it just means, you know, you have a crooked brain, but if you had, you know, a better brain, you'd know, Dan, you'd know. Yeah. You see, this is a very strange way to talk about have we been lied about with history. And the reason why I went on this strange road is that ultimately it comes down to what evidence is sufficient for you. It really does. I mean, there's no magical way to say that some particular evidence is better than another except through some type of consensus like a jury in a court of law. Or you go to an expert, but what if the expert's full of shit? You're really left with what is your sufficient criteria for what can be called true or real. I think you can reasonably criticize much of history without going to all of history is fake. On the other hand, you know, if all of history is fake, then you're kind of almost in that solipsist world again, aren't you? It's like a trap, a solipsist trap. It really is, because if you don't have faith in anything, you're really stuck with everybody's robots. Again, not necessarily robots, but the point is everything's fake. And then it's not just paranoia. It almost becomes a deeply sociopathic state, because why would you care about anybody? Why wouldn't everybody just be so fake they don't matter? That's a problem with solipsism too. Anywho, I'm gonna sign off on this one, baby.